Joining us on the Morning Blend this morning is Mary Beth Miller. She is the president of the board of directors of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. And Mary Beth, give us an update. What's going on at the Academy?
Thank you so much, Pat. It's wonderful to be with you, and we so appreciate all your support and the support of Modern Day Radio. It's wonderful to be able to talk to your listeners today about everything that we're doing at Chesterton Academy. We first opened our doors in 2022. We are the newest Catholic high school in the Archdiocese of Portland. And so these high school students have been going for almost 2 years now, and we're just so happy that we have been able to bring Catholic liberal education to Western Oregon.
Looking nationally at all these trends going on, classical education is booming, and the Chesterton model seems to be leading the way. For those that are unfamiliar with this type of education, can you just describe it for us?
Yes, of course. So the Chesterton Schools Network is a nationwide network of almost 60 high schools across the country. This education is called classical, but really it's just education as it always used to be, with a Catholic intellectual tradition. These students read the great works of Western civilization, and their student life and spirituality support what parents are doing at home in wanting to form their children to become the future leaders and saints for our society and for the church.
Now, you were sharing some comments with me before we got started today about some of the students, some of the things they said, some of the things the parents said, but really the way that the faith is interwoven through all of this is incredible.
It is. The Chesterton School model includes daily mass for the students. So these students wear very traditional uniforms. These boys are in their blazers and ties, and girls are in their skirts and knee-high stockings and dress shoes, and they pour out of the school building every day at noon to go across the street to mass. So it's very beautiful, and it just sets the tone for the day. The incarnation is at the center of everything the students do. And as they study the periods of history, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, from the ancient world up through the early medieval times to the high Renaissance to the modern times, they are studying the great works, but it's always with Christ at the center. One of our students recently gave a testimony, and I just love what she had to say. She says, "I love the fact that everything in every subject is all connected, from math to history and art to science. I also love that everything is always connected and centered around God."
Oh, fantastic. And what about the parent side?
Oh, the parents are just a wonderful community of pioneer families who have brought this model of education, this very traditional but joy-filled model of a high school experience, to Portland. One mother was just so thankful that what happens at Chesterton Academy supports what she is doing at home. She says, "I can only help to plant a seed and nurture it. I am so grateful that this school, the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, is here to help me do that. It is too hard to do by myself, especially with the constant bombardment of the secular world. Sometimes it does take a community." A lot of parents know that children, once they go off to college, a lot of them are leaving their Catholic faith. I think we all know about the problems of our culture, of our society, and the church, too. And so it's just terrific to be part of this evangelizing effort that really has proven results. This Chesterton Academy network was started back in 2007, and we just have wonderful results of kids growing up, going off to wonderful colleges, keeping their faith, finding vocations in the priesthood, religious life, married life, and just becoming leaders for the church. It's just terrific to see.
It's inspiring. We're visiting with Mary Beth Miller, president of the board of directors of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati here in Portland. And Mary Beth, some exciting news happening with you guys. A big move coming up. Tell us about where you're going.
That's right, Pat. Our biggest news is our upcoming relocation to St. Stephen's Catholic Church. That's in Southwest Portland over by Laurelhurst Park. The last year and a half or so, we've been at Holy Rosary Parish in downtown Portland. It's been wonderful to have the support of the Dominicans there. But this move this summer and then starting our new academic year in the fall at St. Stephen's Parish is going to give us a terrific opportunity to be in our forever home, their wonderful parochial school building that has dedicated space for us and room to grow for our future.
It is. It seems perfect, like a great match.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful old brick building, wonderful history to the parish. We're just looking forward to becoming part of the St. Stephen's Parish community.
And kind of a way to celebrate the move and get ready for that and to help support that, you have To the Heights Vision Dinner, and that's coming up on April 27th. Tell us about this event. You got a really incredible speaker coming in.
We do. Our Vision Dinner will be the evening of Saturday, April 27th. We are hosting it at the Holiday Inn Portland, which is on the Columbia Riverfront. It's just a lovely space, and we'll have beautiful views of the Columbia River and just a joy-filled program for families to learn more about the high school education option that we provide and how to become part of our community as supporters and benefactors. We're just very excited that you will be our MC, Pat. It's going to be wonderful to have you there. Also to have the delightful Dina Marie Hale up on stage. And then, of course, our keynote speaker, Elias Moe. He is the new director of Catholic Education for the Archdiocese of Portland. He's going to be sharing his vision and the exciting transformational change that he is bringing to Catholic education in Western Oregon. And we're so excited for his support and to be part of that mission.
We've had Elias on the show, and I want to tell you, he is a dynamo. This is going to be a great presentation.
Yes, I think many people are interested in hearing about all of the wonderful goings on and the vision for Catholic education in Western Oregon. It's a really exciting time to be in Portland.
I'm honored to be a part of it. So if somebody wants to attend, how do they get tickets? What is the logistics involved with that and getting involved in To the Heights dinner coming up April 27th?
You can get on our website. That's ChestertonFrasati.org. To learn more about it and to register, that's ChestertonFrasati.org. Or you can give us a call at 306-355-3362. Again, that's 306-355-3362. To learn more about our event on April 27th, to register, to get tickets, and we can't wait to see you there.
I'll be there. Mary Beth will be there. And you should be there, too. It's To the Heights Dinner, April 27th. Mary Beth Miller of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Pat.
And this is The Morning Blend on Mater Dei Radio.